How does this tie into the Antichrist, Joseph? Because isn't there talk that the Antichrist is going to come and try to rule for a long, long time?
Yeah, he's the beast from the sea. He's also described in Revelation, the book of Revelation, as the beast from the sea.
Well, what do you think the Antichrist is, actually? A person, a thing?
Yeah, I think he's a person who will, just like you said, try to rule the earth.
So that could be coming up too very soon.
Yes. In fact, I see him as, now this beast has seven heads also, 10 horns, but it has 10 crowns. Now, when you look at a crown, it means a nation, okay? Now you notice that the dragon didn't have any crowns, okay? No nations. This has 10 crowns. So this beast has 10 crowns. So what I'm seeing is, and what my Bible code searches are showing me, is that there'll be 7 nations plus 3 to give us a total of 10. And they'll all be nations. They'll all be kingdoms or nations. And they'll join together in an alliance. And what my latest search has shown me is that it's 7 kings of the Middle East, or 7 nations from the Middle East, and 3 kings from Asia. And they will war against the next beast that they call Mystery Babylon.
And who might that be?
Okay. That beast is the United Nations.
The United Nations as a whole?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And the reason being is because this beast has 7 heads, 10 horns, but no crowns. Okay? Now, no crowns means, it means these particular 10 is not nations.
When do you see this happening?
I see this occurring. I think it's been occurring. This beast is the 7 heads is G7.
I got to tell you, by the way, you're giving us some of the most astounding prophecy I've ever heard on this show.
Is that right?
And we're writing them all down.
Now, the G7 is the 7 heads. Now, if you read in Revelation, it's. They tell you that it was not, and it is. Okay, this beast.
What does that mean?
What that means is it was as the League of Nations, and it was not during World War II.
Okay.
And it is now.
Okay.
Okay. And now, what's riding this beast is a prostitute, Mystery Babylon. Okay. Now, Mystery Babylon, a lot of people think in biblical prophecy that when they talk about Babylon, they're really talking about Babylon in Iraq. But if that were the case, we wouldn't call it Mystery Babylon. This
mm-hmm.
is a different Babylon. And it's the strongest strongest city on earth. And it conducts the most business on earth. It is the greatest commercial city on earth.
You're talking about New York
City? New York City.
All right.
And that is, and it says that it is riding the beast. So that is why the UN. Now, this city. It also says that this city could control the world. And if the nations were to give the armies to the beast or to the UN, and it was residing in New York City, then that would make New York City the strongest nation, the strongest city on earth.
If there was a massive uprising of people of any specific persuasion
mm-hmm.
By the hundreds of millions, would that push us into a World War III? These peoples could be from every country. They could be all over the place. But let's assume that whatever happens in the next few years uprises all of them to a point where the extreme militants there, and I'm not talking about good people, but the extreme militants are still numbered into the millions. I mean, would you call that a world war, even though we may not be battling against specific nations?
Well, no. I look at this terrorism problem that we have that is going to be getting worse and worse. But I think it'll see the Bible talks about, in Revelation, talks about an army of 200 million. Now, interestingly enough, the Chinese said that they were capable of putting that kind of an army together. But I think the seven kings of the Middle East will be Arab countries, perhaps Iran with it, and the three kings of Asia will be China, possibly Indonesia.
North Korea?
North Korea. So I think this war you're talking about will occur at that time. See, the way I see things is China needs to advance in growth, I think, in double digits every year to keep their people employed. I think they have to grow something like 10-12%, which is phenomenal. That can't go on forever. And what we're seeing is their major, the people who buy for them, their economies are going down. Europe is going down. Our economy is not doing well, although they say it looks good now, but it doesn't look too good to me. When we can't buy, when Europe and America can't buy from China, China has got a big problem. They've got people on the streets that are not working. And the type of government they have, they are going to want to maintain order. What do these type of countries do, these type of governments do that want to maintain order out of chaos, is they put uniforms on their people and they send them out of the country. Exactly what Saddam did when his war was over and he had all these soldiers on the streets, he sent them into Kuwait.